It's Bowie at Breakfast on Clyde One. I've got Nicky, Mark and Shane from Westlife joining us on the show.
Hello there.
Welcome back to Glasgow, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Feels good to be back.
Thank you.
It's a second home up here, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, even during the kind of years in between now and the last time Westlife were together, anytime any of us have gone near the place, it's just been complete pandemonium, you know, that kind of energy and... the love that we feel up there has always been, you know, very strong. But we're all strongest when we're all together as a unit, and we just can't wait to get in front of that big arena crowd again and hear the kind of wall of screams that we've, you know, I suppose we became used to in the early days. But we've been out them now, without them for like a good 7 years now, so we just can't wait to get back and hear that crazy loud scream, you know, that kind of blows us through the wall, basically.
Yeah, and the Glasgow crowds are amazing, and see the hydro, that's just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be electric.
We've never played the Hydro. We played the SECC many times, but when we were finishing in 2012, we could see the Hydro being built in the background, and we kind of looked at ourselves going, yeah, we've done the SECC so many times, but lads, are we finishing a little bit too early, because this Hydro place looks like the Bernabeu as it's being built. So it's going to be amazing to be there. I think I've been there, I know Shane's been there at a gig, and I've been there on the Strictly Come Dancing tour many moons ago, so one thing is for sure, as Mark touched on, it's definitely going to be loud, so it'll be a great night, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, because I think Shane did one of our gigs in there, didn't you? Did you not do Clyde One Life?
I did indeed, yeah. Yep. It was a Clive radio show. Yeah, it was a roadshow thing. It was an amazing arena. Like, it really is an incredible arena.
So it's the 28th of May and the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th of June if you want to get your tickets.
And the 28th of May is my birthday, so it's going to be extra exciting for me.
Nice! 4th of June's mine, I can go along and party
that night.
Oh good. Yeah, there will be a lot of partying going on that night, I would imagine, because you hold the record for the most amount of gigs at the SEC, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I think we did 55, would that be right? 55 shows there.
So no stranger to a night out in Glasgow.
Definitely. We've had lots of nights in Glasgow, and Mark's right, actually, it's because it's Mark's birthday, and we actually have a day off the next day.
So what are your memories of going out in our city? Where would you go in Glasgow? Was there a go to
place? Thing. We don't remember any of it.
Standard.
It always ended up in a kebab. I do remember that in the security guard.
And I don't even like kebabs. But
yeah,
it
none
always
of us like them. But we always remember security guards going, lads, run in there. We can't go in. You run in and get us a kebab at about 3 a.m.
Yeah,
we are the kebab shop capital of the world. It is official.
I actually remember one time being up there, and I think just purely for the reaction after, I think we were having a crew party, and purely for the reaction, the all four members of the band jumped off the tour bus and went into like a kebab shop.
Oh my god!
You know, and like, you know, at the hour where everyone's leaving the pubs and clubs,
it was packed,
and literally it was just complete and utter madness. Like,
great memories as well of wearing kilts on some of our shows up there as well. And we all, I know I wore like a true Scotsman. I don't know about the rest of you, but I definitely wore no jocks.
There's girls screaming everywhere. No jocks. Right.
Yes.
We'll have to do kilts again. We'll have to.
Definitely. Oh,
yeah, we might do a little surprise. You never know, Nicky.
They always go mad when we do it. But
why do they all cheer so, like, as if we were naked on the stage when we walked out?
Because you're looking
up. They're looking up your kilt.
They're going to cheer. You can go up and go, I hate all you jocks. And they'll go, you're Westlife. We love you.
And we don't want to go over the audience either if Nicky's wearing, you know, if he's going proper.
Don't sit down and do a ballad.
Do you know how difficult it was to keep my legs together? Because I always like to put my foot up on the monitor, you know, the monitor in front of
the stage. Don't be doing that.
And I was like, I got.
And he was doing that too, teasing them. I remember
there
that.
There was definitely a few in the front row that got an eye view. They must have got an eye view. There was no camera phones in those days.
We'd like to maybe hear from the fans on Twitter and stuff. Do you want us to wear a kilt or not?
And do you want us to wear boxer shorts underneath the kilt?
Yeah, I think that's text into Clyde FM and tell everybody. We need to get a vote going here.
What can people expect? Is it going to be all the greatest hits and some of the new tunes? Are we going to hear a lot of new stuff? What can people expect going along?
We want to give the fans a show they never forget. And we don't want to do a show full of songs that they don't recognise. So it's always very important for us to play our hits, you know, and we'll always maybe put one or two songs off a new album that they might not know. But in general, we want every last second of that show to be enjoyed and to sing along and stuff like that. There's certainly going to be, you know, Hello My Love, which is our first comeback single, and Better Man, and probably a third single as well. So there will be a few new ones, but they'll know those songs by the time we get on stage. And we always want to put on the biggest extravaganza possible.
Well, we are buzzing to see you guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to the gigs on the 28th of May, the 3rd, 4th and 5th of June at the Hydro. It's Westlife.
Thank you guys. Thanks a lot.
All the best.